Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Richards and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield, who is chasing the ball. Christman reaches third base with a triple. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zarilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richards is walked intentionally. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Christman hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 2 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to home to get Kramer. Wakefield moves to third. York moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. York scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Richards and he is out, Wood applying the tag. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Nels Potter. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wood fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.